All right, we're back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lenquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got approximately one more hour of swinging the modern mainstream jazz ahead of us tonight, so we hope you'll stick around. And stick around every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 for some swinging sounds. We're going to continue to highlight the clarinet artistry of Buddy DeFranco. Now, this is an album cut on the Pablo label in April of 85 called Buddy DeFranco Meets the Oscar Peterson Quartet. And the quartet, besides Oscar, includes Joe Pass on guitar, Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen on bass, and Martin True on drums, of course, with Buddy DeFranco on clarinet out front. And this is a composition written by that great trumpet man, Clifford Brown, called Joy Spring.
Thank you.
Clifford Brown's classic composition, Joy Spring. It was from a Pablo album. It was cut in April of 85, called Buddy DeFranco Meets the Oscar Peterson Quartet. And there was some fine piano work there, of course, by Oscar, and the guitar solo was by Joe Pass.
Well, we're going to hear once again from Clark Terry. If you were with us in the first hour, you heard Clark play a prominent role in two groups, one headed up by baritone saxophonist Cecil Payne, and another by drummer Dave Bailey. This time, Clark has his top billing in his own group. It's on a Cameo LP label, and it's entitled More, which is appropriate for our situation here. In addition to Clark on flugelhorn, we'll hear from Ben Webster on tenor sax, Roger Kellaway on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and we'll hear once again from Dave Bailey on drums. They're going to do a tune written by bassist Ray Brown entitled Gravy Waltz. Thank you. And that was the Gravy Waltz, a tune written by Ray Brown and performed there by Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Ben Webster on tenor sax, some great blues piano by Roger Calloway on piano, Bill Crow on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums. That was from a Cameo LP released in 1963 entitled More.
Next up is an album cut by our highlight artist, clarinetist Buddy DeFranco, appropriately called The Artistry of Buddy DeFranco. And this was cut in L.A. in August of 54, re-released on an Avid CD. And this was a working group. I think that this particular quartet worked together for about two and a half years and traveled the whole breadth of the United States during that time, working in various clubs. And included in the quartet was an overlooked, underrated piano player who's really was a first call sideman in many, many Blue Note albums, Sonny Clark. Also have Gene Wright on bass, who went on to play with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, and Bobby White on drums. This is another Gershwin tune. We've done a lot of Gershwin tonight, but that's okay. It's called Mine. Thank you. up-tempo rendition of an old Gershwin song from the 30s called Mine, that was Buddy DeFranco there on clarinet, and we also had Sonny Clark there on doing a fine piano solo, and from an album called The Artistry of Buddy DeFranco, cut in L.A. in August of 54. So what's next on your playlist, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from tenor saxophone artist Dexter Gordon, and this is from an LP on the Dutu label entitled Dexter Gordon Blows Hot and Cool. So in addition to Dexter on tenor sax, we'll hear from Jimmy Robinson on trumpet, the piano duo again from Indianapolis, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and also Chuck Thompson on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Arthur Hamilton entitled Cry Me a River. Dexter Gordon with Cry Me a River, a tune written by Arthur Hamilton. In addition to Dexter, we heard from Jimmy Robinson on trumpet, Carl Perkins on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Chuck Thompson on drums. It was from an LP on the Dutu label released in 1955. The Dutu label was owned by Walter Williams Jr., whose nickname was Dootsie. He started the label in 1951 as Dutone, but after a while they dropped the last two letters, and that's how it became Dutu.
I'm going to return to our highlight artist of the week, clarinetist Buddy DeFranco, and this is from a definitive CD on sessions that were written and played in 56 and 57. I don't know the origin of the original LP, but it was burned to a CD on a definitive label. And besides Buddy on clarinet, we have Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Bob Stone on bass, and Bobby White on drums. And this is a great tune that was written by Gershwin and Fields. I think it was originally sung by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in a 30s movie. Let's listen to A Fine Romance. Thank you. was Buddy DeFranco's Wailers. That was the name of the CD, cut from an old LP. It was reissued on a Definitive label, cut in between May of 86 and April of 57 for the various sessions. Classic composition written by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields, A Fine Romance. And, of course, A Nice Soul there by Buddy DeFranco. And Harry Sweets Edison got a little taste in there. And Barney Kessel did some fine work on guitar.
Well, next we'll hear from trombone artist Dickie Wells. This is from a Felsted LP entitled Bones for the King. And I think the King here is Benny Goodman. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I think that's what it was intended. And we'll hear from Dickie Wells, who also always manages to inject some humor into his work. Along with Dickie, we'll hear from Buck Clayton on trumpet, Rudy Rutherford on clarinet, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Skip Hall on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Major Holly on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. This is a tune written by Buck Clayton, and I think it's dedicated to writer and producer Stanley Dance, and it's entitled Stan's Dance.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Stan's Dance, a tune written by Buck Clayton and featuring Dickie Wells on trombone, Buck himself on trumpet, Rudy Rutherford on clarinet, Buddy Tate on tenor sax, Skip Hall on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Major Holly on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. That was from a Felstead LP released in 1958 entitled Bones for the King.
Well, from the late 30s till the mid-40s, the two most popular big bands of the swing era were Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw, who both played clarinet. After they left the scene and the modern jazz era developed, there weren't many clarinet players around. We think of Tony Scott and Jimmy Giuffre, and the other one we think of is our highlight artist of the week, Buddy DeFranco. And he cut about five or six albums in the 50s saluting Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw's work. And we're going to do something that he did in a salute to Artie Shaw. This was a big hit for Artie back in the early 40s called Across Your Heart. And in the original version, I believe it was Johnny Guarneri on piano, switched over to harpsichord. And so to be faithful about the recreation of this particular tune, Paul Smith on piano switched to harpsichord. We also have Ray Lynn on trumpet. Barney Kessel's back on guitar with Barney's everywhere. And Joe Mondragon on bass and Milt Holland on drums. This was an old Shaw hit called Cross Your Heart. Thank you. Count Basie ending we heard on that, but that was a tribute by clarinetist Buddy DeFranco to one of his mentors from the big band era, Artie Shaw. That was an Artie Shaw hit in the early 40s, revived by Buddy in the mid-50s, called Cross Your Heart.
And next we'll hear from Dizzy Gillespie. This is from a Verve LP entitled The Greatest Trumpet of Them All. One of those presumptuous titles that record companies like to use. But we'll hear from Dizzy on trumpet, Henry Coker on trombone, G.G. Grice on alto saxophone, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Pee Wee Moore on baritone, Ray Bryant on piano, his brother Tommy Bryant on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. This is a tune written by G.G. Grice entitled A Night at Tony's.
Thank you.
was A Night at Tony's, a tune written by Gigi Grice and featuring a nice alto saxophone solo by Gigi. And in addition to that, we heard Dizzy on trumpet, Henry Coker on trombone, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Pee Wee Moore on baritone sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Tommy Bryant on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. That was from a Verve LP released in 1957 entitled The Greatest Trumpet of Them All. I couldn't find any reference to who Tony was, but Kent tells me it's the name of a jazz club in Brooklyn.
That's what I heard. A little liner note somewhere in one of my obscure LPs. I picked up on that. So you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the better part of the last 2 hours. I'm your co-host, Kent Nicholas, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Corns. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll join us again Sunday night and every Sunday night for Swinging Sounds. We're going to close it out with our highlight artist of the week, clarinetist Buddy DeFranco, and this is from his Lone Hill CD. This is the title track, Holy Cats, his tribute to Benny Goodman, and Holy Cats is a composition written by Benny. And on this particular track, we're going to listen to Don Fagerquist on trumpet, Georgie Auld on tenor sax, Victor Feldman on vibes, Carl Perkins on piano, the ever-present Barney Kessel on guitar, Indianapolis' finest Leroy Vinegar on bass, Stan Levy on drums. Let's listen to Holy Cats.